This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
New enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from the city that never sleeps, New York City. Just got done doing a Faith and Freedom Conference in Pennsylvania. Folks, I don't know that I'm a conference guy. I'll talk to you about that later maybe. But with that said, we just finished that up, and now we're in New York, and then now we're back to Minneapolis to do it all over again. Up and coming is Tennessee, and then 2 days after that, we will be in Montana doing what the Lord had commanded us to do, and we do it in response out of love, for He first loved us. And so with that said, friends, we are here in, again, New York City, broadcasting live. Now, what I want to do is I want to cut to the chase really quick. Because what we hear constantly and continuously, friends, is what are the answers? What are the answers? And I keep giving the answers to the American people. The question is, the answers that I'm giving, are they the wrong ones? Are they the ones that you don't want to hear because you have to respond? Friends, you receive your rights given unto you by God. He established this government. You're the government. Those that work for we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, okay? If they work for us because we delegate authority to them to represent us and they act out of their scope of authority, then it's for us to remove them. Let me say that again. Then it's for us to remove them. Because we already see in the United States of America, friends, they're not going to prosecute each other. Everything that we have been told by this administration concerning prosecution, friends, it's completely out of mind, out of the minds of his followers concerning Donald Trump's followers. And again, for the most part, friends, they're just going to give him a pass on what he promised to do. But I want you to remember something. It's the justice that guards the American liberties. And without you enforcing the law against those that are violating the U.S. Constitution rather than holding it up, you're responsible for your own demise by giving him a pass. Do you remember when President Theodore Roosevelt said, no man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it? Friends, I'm here to tell you something, and I want you to listen to me carefully because it's very important that you hear this. This was one of the Caesars during the Roman Empire, and he was exactly right in what he said, and he understood his position. And what he said is, Roman Empire, Trajan, use this sword against my enemies if I give a righteous command. But if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me. That's exactly right. That is scripture. And by the way, we're going to be tapping into this in just a moment. Many people today take Romans 13 completely out of context. And if people knew the Word of God, they wouldn't have to go to Romans 13 to understand the misinterpretation, the misconstrued interpretation of the modern hirelings in the pulpits today. Because if you go to Romans 12:21, it tells us that we are to overcome the evil by being the good. Okay? And I also want you to hear what none other than that prophet, John Knox, the man that took Scotland by the scruff of the neck, listen carefully to what he said. He said, for now the common song of all men is, We must obey our kings, our presidents, okay? Be they good or be they bad, for God has so commanded. True it is, God has commanded kings to be obeyed. But likewise, true it is that in things which they commit against his glory, he has commanded no obedience. Exactly, because when you look in Scripture, you can find nowhere in Scripture where the Lord tells his children to disobey his commandments. The opposite is true of what you're being told today. Now, when you go to the U.S. Constitution, namely Article 6, Section 2, it tells us, again, listen carefully, friends, not the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party, not the Independent Party, not the other 99 parties, unconstitutional, might I add, are the authority, friends. Regardless of who is in office, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Listen carefully. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States from God through the people shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judge in every state shall be bound thereby in anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. So let me ask you, what is the supreme law of the land? Friends, when the Democratic Party is in power, as you've been led to believe, they are a law unto themselves. Not true. When the Republicans are in party, you know, the good guys that do absolutely nothing but give way to the bad guys, right? There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. Well, you've been led to believe that when the right is in power, the Republicans are in power, they're a law unto themselves. Absolutely untrue. The supreme law of the land is the United States Constitution. And furthermore, when you look at these that serve we the people, they put their hand on the Bible and they swear to God and man that they will uphold that Constitution against all, both folks, foreign and domestic, here in our backyard. And then they end it by saying, so help me God. Okay? So with that said, we understand that politicians think that they're above the law because the American people, for the most part, don't know the difference. And the sad fact of the matter is that's why we're in trouble. But again, going back to what I originally stated, do you really want the answers? Because I'm going to give you the answers during this show. If you really want the answers, here they are. Are you sick and tired of playing the fool to dangerous and designing and ill men, friends? Because I know that I am. I know that every event that I go to, every high school that I go to, every college I go to, every radio show that I do, or every television program that I do, I know that people continuously tell me how sick and tired they are of the politicians telling them what they want to hear before they become the president, and then once they're there, they completely leave off the promises that they promised to fulfill. They allured the people in, friends, through covetous words that they fail to fulfill. And again, what's important for you to understand is that you are the strength of the Constitution. You are the law under God. If you fail to be the law, we fail and cease to be a Republican form of government. Then we become a democratic society, which we are not, friends. Read Article 4, Section 4, okay? Now, what I want to talk about is I want to go to the preamble to the United States of America. It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the very first prerequisite, mandate, command per se, friends, from our forefathers was, ready, establish justice. And yet, when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign. I want you to think about that. When a politician is found out in some sort of scandal or they're guilty, friends, they have the smoking gun in hand concerning their crimes against we the people, you know what the American people have been led to believe? Well, we should call for their resignation.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your tickets today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're talking about, friends, we're going to go through the impeachment process, how the American people are continuously saying, well, give us the answers, give us the answers, give us the answers. Friends, the answers in the preservation of your country are found in this: justice. And what are we missing in this country? Justice. What we're accustomed to, friends, and again, we're being inundated 24-7 by the CIA-controlled media, is nothing more than the scandals and crimes of the politicians that swore to uphold the Constitution, which they are, in fact, guilty of tearing down, as they are continuously giving your country over to a global government. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Matter of fact, I've been saying for years, friends, they're pushing for a civil war. Well, again, we can say, well, Bradley, that's just too extreme. And, well, folks, if you're listening to the commercial during the break, what are they talking about? Oh, if they impeach Donald Trump, there's going to be a civil war. That's called the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. What are they doing? They're driving, what, more support to Donald Trump's base. To do what? To continuously attack his followers. You call me crazy for that one, but there's going to be a day where I'm going to say, I told you so, and I hope you get it before you have to hear with your ears what I just got done saying. I also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, you can. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. And again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. The list goes on and on and on and on. We follow the Christ here, friends. I want to get back to this because it's important that I do. I want to give you the answers that you declare that you want, okay? What do we do, Bradley? What are the answers? Let me ask you this. Have you ever noticed when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign? Folks, that's like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him, they simply ask him to resign from his crimes. Do you understand? This only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold, because it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. See, what's happening in America today, friends, is politicians and the powers that be behind them, they want you to become the slave as they reverse everything and make themselves the masters. And they act accordingly, don't they? As a bunch of demigods. You better bet your bottom dollars they do, friends. And I want to tell you something. This is completely unjust and backwards. Read Isaiah 59, verse 14. Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of infractions, that there's nothing that they can do until his tenure is up, his time in office is up. Now, folks, that's like the police waiting for the criminal to finish the job before incarcerating him. This is the mindset you've taken on, and this is completely and utterly false. Read Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, again, the U.S. Constitution states in Article 2, Section 4, and I make reference to this quite a bit, again, giving you the answers, okay? Disqualification to who? The president, the vice president, and all civil officers, all, capital A-L-L, of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, okay, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. For what? The conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. That means the smallest jot or tittle of the laws that they're to uphold. They are to be removed by who? By the responsible government's body. Who is that? The people of the United States of America. I read it off to you, friends, right before the second segment. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, we establish justice. Because we are the law under God, okay, doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Now, when a representative, namely a new one, is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. As a matter of fact, abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities cannot be tolerated. You haven't delegated authority to them to violate the law. You delegated authority to them to uphold the law. Impeachment means that it's a charge of misconduct, okay? It's transgressing law. 1 John 3:4 is what it is. And also read Exodus 20, that law, okay? But impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the offender. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these changes in order to impeach the offender. Who are the members of the House? Those that represent you, the people. Now, after the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court, okay? Now, I want to stop right there real quick. Back in the 30s, there was a movie called Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. During the 30s, when that movie was made, it was so accurate that sitting senators during that time were offended by that movie. And I'm talking about in the 1930s. We're talking almost 90 years ago. If you have not taken time to watch that, it is a very accurate description as to what's going on and how much more today than back in the 1930s. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. If you have not seen it, take the time to watch it because you will understand exactly what's happening on a much higher scale today in America. Okay? Now, going back to this, after the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court. Two-thirds of the senators must vote for conviction. Two-thirds. Okay? The offender may be removed from office and shall never be allowed to hold a government position again if he's found guilty. And then he's indicted. He's charged for his crimes. Now, I can take this to real time, friends, especially to those that have been around for more than 30 years. Back in the 1990s, the impeachment process took place concerning Mr. William Clinton, King Ahab, and his wife Jezebel, you know, Hillary Clinton, you know, the ones that are still given a free hand today to do what they will at will without consequence because this president fails to bring forth that special prosecutor in charging and indicting the Clintons. Yep, you heard me right. Friends, back in the 1990s, you were led to believe by the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, that William Clinton, Bill Clinton, was being impeached for his infidelity, his affairs sexually with women outside of being, you know, outside of his wife. Okay? Now, I want you to understand that that's not at all what the impeachment process was about. And we can see that his wife is just as guilty as he is today concerning uranium ore that she has been busted selling to the Russians. Okay? And now what are they doing? Well, they're acting as the accuser of the brethren. If you read Revelations 12:10, you will see that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And what does he do? He accuses others of what he's guilty of. That's exactly how these people play the game, okay? They're sons and daughters of Satan, Belial. Now, with that said, friends, going back to the impeachment process, did you know that Bill Clinton was being impeached for selling United States military secrets to the Chinese? You talk to the average Joe today, they had no idea what the impeachment process was about. They thought they knew, but what they thought was completely inaccurate. And it's also interesting to note that the impeachment process went through, but it was stopped. I got a question for you. Why was it stopped? Because it shows you that the whole government, friends, starting from the top to the bottom, needs to be vetted. They need to be dealt with lawfully. And we need to call forth, friends, an investigative team throughout the United States of America to begin to do what they're unwilling to do unto themselves. Now, if you're okay with Trey Gowdy playing the big hot shot and speaking big and bad and doing absolutely nothing, we call him the great appeaser. Ted Cruz is now aboard. We have Daryl Issa. He's aboard. We have Mr. Jordan. Now he's aboard. And then we have Jason Chaffetz. They're all doing the same thing, friends. They're doing nothing but talking big. But when it comes time to actually enforcing the law against criminal politicians, they do absolutely nothing. And the American people seem to be appeased. They seem to be okay with their inaction. But isn't it interesting how when you violate the law, friends, and rightfully so, but if you violate the law, they're the first ones there to prosecute you. See how they're giving you the impression that they're above the law, friends? They are not above the law. Here is the process of impeachment. To those that claim they want the answers, here you go. The impeachment process starts out, number one, being formally accused of unlawful activity, committing a crime. Number two, not necessarily being kicked out of office at this point, but who can be impeached? Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States of America. No one is above the law. Who is the king in this law, this land, friends? King Jesus. What is the supreme law of the land? Article 6, Section 2, the U.S. Constitution. Okay? So the president is not the king. Because there's no title of nobility here, Article 1, Section 7 of the U.S. Constitution. So they are all subject to the same law that they are to enforce. So with that said, friends, I want you to
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An Army general is now officially the highest-ranking military officer. Mark Milley was sworn in on Monday morning as the 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. During the ceremony in Virginia, the president says, "You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position." The GM strike is in its 15th day. Some 40,000 auto workers are continuing to picket at GM facilities nationwide.
We all got families. You know, we're making a sacrifice.
Sometimes it takes a while. It's not going to happen in a hurry because they're going after some big stuff.
Those UAW workers picketing outside a GM plant in Warren, Michigan. GM and the United Auto Workers Union will be at the bargaining table in Detroit on Monday. And New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is once again calling on Congress and the White House to pass legislation on a universal background check. Schumer is renewing his call the day after the president met with the NRA. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean here broadcasting live out of New York City, friends. Just got done doing an event in Pennsylvania Faith and Freedom Conference, and we'll be here for a minute, and then we are back to Minneapolis, only to do it all over again, friends. We are going to be in none other than Tennessee, and then 2 days later, we're going to be in Montana after that, and it looks like we're going to be going back to California. It has been a year of years, and we'd be complaining if we weren't doing it, friends, because payday to us is not being, writing letters and columns, and that's all a part of it, but that's not our payday because we are not a bunch of paper tigers. We are doers of the word, not hearers only, because we don't want to be those that fall under the lot of those that are deceiving themselves in any sense of the word. If you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how we continuously hear people all across the country say, Bradley, give us the answers, give us the answers. Well, the truth of the matter is, friends, every single show that I do, I give you the answers. I show you what the problem is. But, friends, at the same time, I am giving you the answers. And I just wonder, friends, if it's the answers that the American people don't want, but they declare that they do want them. See, the problem is responsibility lies with the people. And the people don't want to take responsibility for what's wrong with their government. Friends, let me just tell you this. Hillary Clinton is not going to be prosecuted by Donald Trump. And Trey Gowdy is not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. And it's not just him, it's her, but it's Barack Hussein Obama. It's Eric Holder. Friends, it's all within this realm that we have. House needs to be lawfully clean. Let me say it that way. Because judgment is the furthest thing from their minds. Righting the wrong is the furthest thing from their minds. And one must understand they're not going to tell on each other because everybody's got dirt on everybody. And what you have today is the fox guarding the chicken coop. They're not going to prosecute their own. What you're seeing in front of you today, friends, is American mob. There's no better way to say it. It's American mob. And the difference is, they have nice suits on.
And they've led a lot of people, foolish people in this country, to believe that they're actually legitimate. And so much of what they do is a pretended authority because they're not their friends in so many different ways, working on the behalf or the behalf of the American people. They're working for special interest groups. Just pay attention to what they're doing unlawfully. And I could spend every day of the week telling you what they're doing unlawfully, which counters the Constitution, which they swore to uphold, period. So what are we supposed to do? Here's the answers, right? Impeachments. Being formally accused of unlawful activity, we see that in front of us all day long. They're committing crimes, right? Who can be impeached? The president, the vice president, and all, capital A, double L. Civil officers of the United States. As a matter of fact, civil officers are included, people appointed by the president, cabinet members and judges, so on and so forth. Nobody is above the law, nor is the Supreme Court. Members of Congress are not civil officers. So what is the process of impeachment? The process of impeachment is the Justice Department or an independent counsel investigates charges and presents them to the House Judiciary Committee. And we see this happen, friends, this right here, but it goes no further because not a one of them, friends, after the investigation, has charged one of these criminals with the crime in order to remove them and indict them if they're in office at all. Okay? Number two, you have the House Judiciary Committee, the HJC, reviews evidence. The evidence is there for the world to see, right? The HJC, the House Judiciary Committee, drafts the articles of impeachment. It never goes this far. Why? Because the people do not demand it to go that far. We had the House Judiciary Committee debate articles of impeachment concerning Nixon, and we all seen what happened there because he resigned rather than being charged for his high crimes against we the people. And folks, it had little to do nothing with Watergate. It was about them uncovering a pedophile ring that they systematically covered up concerning those in government. That's a fact. Okay. And what happened after he resigned, friends? Well, Ford just basically gave him a pass. He said, don't worry about it, man. We're not going to seek charges. We're not going to seek to indict you. We're not going to bring forth a special prosecutor. Why? Because we're not going to prosecute our own friends. They're not prosecuting themselves, and because you do not demand it, guess what? That is the recipe for destroying a country. Just ask the Republic of Machiavelli. Because the people refused to deal with corruption in their government, that country at length was destroyed. And it's exactly what's going to happen here if we refuse to deal with corruption. And by the way, the very fact that Americans are unwilling to actually bring the law down on corrupt politicians, it's just a reflection of how corrupt you are. It's a reflection of how corrupt the American people are to give them a pass. Okay? That's really what it comes down to. I want to go to number five. Entire House of Representatives debates articles of impeachment and votes on them. Simple majority. Number six, if this happens, president is considered, let's just say the president, he could be impeached. Senate holds the trial, and then the question is, will the official be kicked out of office? The official, right? And then number eight is House Judiciary Committee act as the prosecution, presents evidence against the accused, and which never goes more than big words coming from the likes of Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, and Mr. Jordan. The list goes on, friends. They do nothing but talk big. And again, that's why we have labeled them the great American appeasers, because that's exactly what they are. They're appeasers. They're pacifying the very people they mean to control, okay? Then you have number nine, accused chooses one or own lawyers to present defense. And then number 10 is Chief Justice of Supreme Court acts as a judge and rules on admissibility of evidence. And by the way, who do you have there? Mr. John Roberts, who's as corrupt as he is from the top of his head to the very soles of his feet. Just ask him and how he just mysteriously and mystically created a tax out of Obamacare. So it shows you who they're working for once again, friends. And number 11 is Senate is to act as the jury. And number 12, a two-thirds majority of the Senate must vote again concerning the accused to remove the person from office. And then, by the way, once they're removed, then they are to be charged. Okay? Well, Bradley, I can just hear some of you saying right now, well, that will never happen here. That will never happen here. Well, let me ask you a question. Why won't that ever happen here? I want to tell you why. Because you don't love your freedoms enough. You have zero gratitude for those that sacrificed themselves fighting against tyranny overseas, and somehow or another you have subjected yourself to actually, you've convinced yourself that it's okay for our veterans to fight, bleed, and die fighting off tyrants, magnifying the law against tyrants overseas, but you refuse to deal with tyrants in your backyard, domestically, right? Domestically. You have no thankfulness for the gratitude or gratitude for the sacrifice. Because if you did, you wouldn't tolerate crimes in government. And by the way, I take that directly to the church. And I'm giving you the natural to the spiritual, because the natural man receives not the things of the spirit, for the spiritually discerned, friends. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Read it when you get a moment. Now I want to go to the impeachment of Andrew Johnson, and I want you to listen carefully, because it has been done. Did you hear what I said? It has been done. Well, how come we never hear about this? Because they don't want to encourage you to do it again. That's why. You have 325.7 million people that tolerate the crimes of those that mean to rule over us. How is it that you're okay with that, America? You say you want the answers. Here it is. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson, it occurred in 1868 when the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson. Now listen, this is crazy. They adopted 11 articles of impeachment detailing his, listen carefully, high crimes and misdemeanors. In accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the one that I just highlighted. The House's primary charges against Johnson, his high crimes, listen, was violation of the Tenure of the Office Act, passed by the U.S. Congress in 1867, over the president's veto. Specifically, this is his high crime. This is his high crime. President Andrew Johnson simply removed from office Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect. That's it. He was impeached and attempted to replace him with Brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. And earlier, while Congress was not in session, Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses S. Grant as the Secretary of War. Friends, he was impeached for that. Not for committing the act of treason. Folks, do you see how you're being desensitized? We have seen Harry Reid commit the act of treason with the Chinese. We have seen Barack Hussein Obama commit the act of treason. Did you notice that during his tenure, those that supported Barack Hussein Obama are America's sworn enemies? He's committed the act of treason. Friends, Joe Biden has committed the act of treason. Bill and Hillary Clinton have committed the act of treason. Hey, folks, not for just placing someone into the position of the Secretary of War without permission. We're talking about high crimes called treason, which are a clear violation of anybody's common sense, friends, which is found in Article 3, Section 3. They're taking you to high crimes concerning treason because they want to normalize treason in the minds of the American people. Are you going to allow that to happen? Because, friends, they are normalizing treason. How are they doing that? They're leaving off justice. Did you hear what I said? They're leaving off justice. Yeah, Bradley Dean here, sonsoflibertyradio.com. One more segment coming up on the other side. Broadcasting live out of New York City. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of New York City. Friends, we're talking about the impeachment process. I'm filling the request of the people that claim that they want to right the wrongs in their country. I just went through the entirety of the impeachment process. By the way, President Richard Nixon resigned from office rather than face impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal in 1974 because of a pedophile cover-up within government. Okay? Just to set the record straight, President Bill Clinton became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998. Later, listen carefully, the Senate found him not guilty. He was selling United States military secrets to the Chinese. They found him not guilty, friends. Why? Because they're all guilty. And, oh, by the way, that's not all. After the impeachment process is complete, then comes in prosecution. Not a resignation, only to encourage the next politician to commit the same crimes. Read Proverbs 16:6. Because prosecution for the laws that they have transgressed is important. It's called judgments. Okay? And judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to the removal of office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the law. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So, America, do you really want to right the wrongs? Because if you don't do it, you better understand already, friends, they're not going to do it. They haven't done it. They are protecting each other on a daily basis, and they are normalizing the very act of treason against you on a 24/7 basis. That is what's happening here, okay? How many have ever heard of the interposition and the doctrine of the lesser magistrates? what it is a proven tool employed by men for thousands of years to successfully rein in the tyranny of the superior civil authorities. Okay? So to interpose means to when the higher-ranking civil authority makes unjust or immoral law, like two men can be married to two men and two women can be married to two women, which has never been in the history of mankind. You want to talk about daring the justice of God? Folks, when they make unjust or immoral laws, policies, which counter law, or court opinions, when they play the activists, or friends, when they begin to legislate from the bench, they are to be a referee making reference, discover, and apply God's moral law to the crime. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Okay? It's also not only the court opinions, but the lower or lesser ranking civil authority has both the right and duty to interpose and refuse obedience to the higher authority. I just watched a woman today. I cannot tell you her name, forgive me, but it was a congressional hearing, and they were talking about disarming people concerning the AR-15. And this is a woman that is a professional woman, and I believe she was in law enforcement for decades. And she looked into the face of those that are having their congressional hearing to disarm friends. Hey, listen, friends, you need to understand that your government right now is taking the time to have congressional hearings about disarmament of the American people. These are the same people that are protecting those said representatives that are alluring illegals into the United States of America. Question, who are they working for? Who are they working for? So this congressional hearing that takes precedent in the United States of America to disarm the American people in the face of those that this country is being handed off to, namely illegals and those that mean to conquer this country, it's taking precedent that they must disarm any resistance with those in the United States of America, namely 150 million law-abiding citizens. They're having congressional hearings. This woman looked at the congressional individuals that were overseeing the hearings, and she said, I'm just here to tell you that I am not going to comply with these unjust laws. America, here, take it how you want to take it. Until America says, no, you're not going to disarm me, this is going to go on. They are going to criminalize law-abiding gun owners unless law-abiding gun owners stand up and say, I will not comply. There is no debate. There is no more congressional hearings. We are lawfully going to remove you, and we are going to prosecute you for your crimes against the U.S. Constitution. Until the American people send that lawful message, they're going to continue on. And it's called interposition, okay? If necessary, the lesser magistrates may actively resist the superior authority, okay? Because divine law trumps human law. Just look at your state's preamble. Your state's preamble, friends. Law comes from God. It doesn't come from man. This is a republic, friends. This is one nation under God, friends. This isn't one nation under a dictatorship. Our rights don't come from government. They come from God. And the government in which we have today derive their delegated rights from God through we the people that obey God. Listen to Roman Emperor Trajan. And by the way, I'm going to get back to this tomorrow. And this is a man that understood his position. Okay? He was an emperor. He said, use this sword against my enemies if I give a righteous command. But if I give an unrighteous command, use it against me. Friends, this is common sense. Nobody likes a bad cop. A cop can't just go out there and advocate whatever he wants to advocate outside of the scope of authority in which he's been entrusted. I got friends that are cops right now that are listening to me. They listen to my show. They highlight what I'm talking about. And they agree with the law. They agree with God's word. Friends? I mean, some people act like that's rebellion to obey God. Are you kidding me? You have it upside down. Listen to what the great prophet John Knox said. By the way, John Knox is the one that stood up against Mary Queen of Scots. Mary Queen of Scots feared this man's prayers more than all the armies of Europe. Can you not feel that? Oh, my gosh, you want to talk about the power that David was talking about in the book of Psalm chapter 18 when he said, by my God, I can leap over a wall. By my God, I can go through a troop. The Lord breaketh forth upon mine enemies as a dam breaketh forth. Why? Because judgment runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of his enemies. So much so, friends, that God, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, he so understood him, and he understood that the Lord was going to give him the necks of his enemies. That was John Knox. We serve the same God. God is not a respecter of persons, friends. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is in the generation of the righteous. He is here in the now. Okay, not in the past, not in the future, but now. Although what he was in the past, and he will be in the future. Listen to what John Knox said. For now the common song of all men is, we must obey our kings. Why? Because in America today, the hirelings and whores, instead of raising up soldiers of the cross in the barracks called the church, now what they are doing, friends, they are actually standing there, disarming them, and telling them to stand down in the face of the corrupt king. It's exactly what they're doing. That's what makes them the greatest advocates of the abortion industry, the homosexual agenda, alluring illegals into the United States of America, and the list goes on and on. Is America dark? Oh, it is. Well, the church is called to be the light. Why is it dark? Because the church is losing its light. And what you see in America today, for the most part, friends, 99% is not the church. Though they call themselves Christians, I'm here to remind you that nobody rebuked them more than Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, I just seen a statistic, and I'll end with this until tomorrow again. George Barna took a survey, and he brought up all the issues in America today. And he found out that most people, pastors that are leading the church who are not supposed to be leading the church, read 1 Corinthians 12:28, the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher, that order. He found out that they refused to preach out against the sins of those that I just named. Why? Number one is, Stephanie, attendance. And number two, they refused to preach out against the sins that they're commanded by God to preach out against because of the offering. Attendance and offerings, friends. So who are they serving? They're serving the golden calf of their own making. They care more about their own little program than they do in serving God, which shows you they are not born of the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. They're not being led by the Spirit. They're serving themselves. And it was the Lord that said, those that follow me must take up their cross and deny themselves. Just the opposite is true. I end with John Knox. For now the common song of all men is, we must obey our kings, be they good or be they bad. For God has so commanded, true it is, God has commanded kings to be obeyed, but likewise true it is that in the things which they commit against his glory, he commanded no obedience whatsoever. John Knox. Friends, we're going to pick this up tomorrow. We're going to talk about the doctrine, friends, of interposition.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.